CKUT 90.3 FM, Montréal.
Venez prêter main forte à la campagne de vaccination contre la COVID-19. Nous recherchons des personnes pour administrer les vaccins, des préposés à l'entretien, des agents administratifs, des préposés à l'accueil et des agents de sécurité. Vous êtes étudiant, retraité, vaccinateur? Faites la différence et contribuez à améliorer la santé de la population en participant à cette opération d'envergure. Informez-vous et manifestez votre intérêt dès maintenant sur jecontribuecovid19.gouv.qc.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
To make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19, visit quebec.ca/covidvaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Normal is not returning.
Dude, let's go watch the lawn mowing.
It's an active game to participate in and enjoy. We are nothing. We are led to nothing.
We become nothing.
Ashes and dust or something. We are nothing. The crowd reels bloody from the fevered imagination. Hits the gallbladder ward. Another frisbee hits the grass. The grass gets brain damage. Call the neurology ward. 7 and off the concrete. All that's growing is a rose deep in the center of the burning earth. Strategic Air Command flies over.
Please bomb us! Please bomb us!
Please bomb us! Please bomb us! But we've already died flying through the trees. Dude, let's go watch the lawn mowing. It's an active game. Both have participated in and observed. Dude, let's go watch the lawn mowing. It's an active game.
Both have participated in and observed!
We are led to nothing. We come from nothing. We are nothing. Don't let the gallbladder slip out.
It's an active game.
The crowd is reeling. The swans are bleeding. Normal is not returning.
Thank you. is chatterin'. Wheat look boys. See I like love is chatterin'. Wheat look boys.
Thank you.
Normal is not returning.
We shall examine the development of the idea of a new world information order.
And talk about technology, power, and the state.
And the decentralization of information will probably affect the whole our whole idea about broadcast.
And so what I've tried tonight is to show you how these technologies, based on the knowledge of electricity and magnetism, over that short span of 150 years, totally changed all facets of reality all over the globe. The political landscape, the economic landscape, and the human landscape is entirely different.
And we have to address the new technologies that we're going to have in 10 years that are really going to decentralize the whole system.
But all of a sudden, the whole world is going to be shaken and startled in wonder.
And it's not in the public press. The public media are not informing you because they don't know.
In practical terms, what is to be done?
Communication is a miracle, but not impossible. What do you make of that?
You're right.
You're right.
All right.
Hey, this is fun.
Woo! Okay, here we go.
Somehow, something's going on. You just don't know what it is.
Does anybody have any questions about any of the work or about anything before we just bring this to a close?
Is the creation of these pseudo-realities a new form of governance that will replace democracy?
I would think that there's a very simple answer, and that is yes.
We are already experiencing this with elections being won or lost by how well politicians operate on TV. But how can we assure for ourselves?
Participation of groups and individuals in the media, democratization of communication, and the creation of a more just society.
This is really hard. Not easy. And now think about this.
Yeah, how are we going to do it?
I'd give you a hint, but you're way up there. I'm not sure, but... You must know this. Oh, this is hard. So we must have you right up front answering the questions yourself. And that's what we're doing, and it's kind of fun. They're not easy, I might add. They are certainly not easy.
Yes, Russia?
No, but the good try and...
Yeah, so the mystery is how to communicate. Participation occurs through interaction, in which all the participants are co-creators. Is the basis of the drama of human communication. Yeah, how are we going to do it?
We've been devastated by this new horrific environment. That's the real conspiracy.
He knew that he had something to say about communication, and he explained that in wonderful scientific terms, right?
That's right. Good stuff. All right.
Good
stuff.
Yeah.
You got it. Well, you got it, see? All right.
I'd like entertainment, please.
Okay, entertainment.
Do you know that entertainment's a military operation?
A while, the pattern is so clear. What is so difficult is once the immunity factor to the medium is reached. How do you establish some real communication?
Some began with the media. Alternative broadcasting structures attempting to challenge monolithic systems within their own countries, both state-owned and commercial.
The International Information and Communication Order was simply an extension of the vested interests, the vested economic international interests.
These changes have had a particular importance for communication since information itself is coming increasingly under the influence of the market.
With the advance of capitalism and increasing search for greater profits within the sectors that are already established, there is today a very noticeable concentration and centralization of capital. Increasingly, you find the emergence of huge giants that control the production of the hardware, that control the actual satellites, that own the satellites, that own computer companies, and as well, increasingly, that own the companies that engage in the actual use, be it for point-to-point communication with the telephone or data flow, or point-to-mass communication within the sector of the mass media.
Other ways of doing it are available to us.
It didn't work because they were using an obsolete medium.
Things like telephone and the telephone operator. That such devices as answering machines or schemes like phone-in programs. At best, they are feedback.
Communication is no longer the communication of thoughts and feelings. In the 20th century, the high arts share with the press and advertising a tendency toward participation in a process rather than apprehension of concepts. Participation occurs through interaction. And I would include all the insectual or aliens or whatever communication of rocks, right?
And this is really aphysical, this situation here, this revolution. So it's a transformation of consciousness itself. So
that's very difficult for us to grasp. Wow.
And this is why I'm now, for you guys, perfectly scripted right into this next point. Good. And dealing with the problem of communication in a non-physical level.
It is very claustrophobic for the average being to be suddenly electrified. Under electric computerized conditions, we are all discarnate. Our bodies do not contain us anymore.
How'd you know that?
Subjectivity.
responsibility.
No.
Okay, I've looked at the answer. These were something that you did. That these were electrical appliances. You plugged them in the wall, and you held them in your hand, and you could do something with them. Holy smoke! Is that ever hard?
Public cordless telephone and experimental telephone. And here's something on a more personal note, a little closer to home. The Department of Communications has just issued experimental licenses for public cordless nuclear telephone.
You're right.
Oh, no kidding.
The idea of discarnate reality and the space that we occupy when we're on real radio, as you put it,
yeah,
at the moment when indeed we are here. What we're doing at this moment is we're committing our voices to the ether, to the radio the radiomagnetic ether.
What is radio? 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 What is radio?
What is radio? Radio is an interesting thing because there's nothing really there.
The revolution will not go battle with coats. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath.
That's one hell of a nice recording.
What radio is? Physically?
Life events which all of us would agree are very unpleasant and unfortunate.
Think about it.
Notify ground crews.
me prend là où ça veut. C'est la guitare qui me demande, alors je gratte un petit peu.
Think about it.
In retrospect, or not, yeah, after the fact, we realized that Socrates on wheels, that makes sense, and Socrates is a vehicle for ideas, but that wasn't the intention. Where's Pontiac? Socrates is more like a beat-up old Edsel or something.
So what does this have to do with radio?
Radio. Well, it's this idea of, you know, the essence of radio is in your hands here, because I'm talking and I don't know who's listening. And to me, you can get people to phone in and you can try to interact, but there's something about radio. There's always somebody who's listening and you don't know they're listening and you can't see their face. And that's the paranoid or funny one-way side of radio. It can also be used more interactively, but it's the, well, somebody's referred to it as the disembodied voice, but it's also the voice coming out of the box that you don't see, and when you're the speaker on the other end, it's, or the music player or whatever it is, or even the musician recording, I guess, it's the listener that you don't see and can't see the reaction, and therefore can't modify what you're doing in order to have an interactive sort of thing. So radio starts out at a distance, and the idea of trying to close that gap is the challenge of radio, and I've just made this up, so it's probably a bunch of silliness, actually.
Radio is the first instrument of 20th century communication to reach to everybody, all sorts of people, working class people, middle class people, you know, that brought us radio drama, radio stories, the news from the home front and overseas during the Second World War. Radio is the guy who talks to you when you're scrubbing your kitchen floor and plays your favorite tune by the Drifters. Radio is a form of communication that you can listen to at almost any time. You don't have to listen to it too long. I don't know what else to say about it. It came to us before television, and it, by necessity, therefore, must be more intelligent than television, which, of course, is not difficult.
Think I don't know that TV is stupid?
Think about it.
Through the airwaves, we feel the touch of radio, the perfect kiss, the embrace of sound direct from one person to another. Radio is a technological embrace well suited to our time, but despite this, it is almost an anachronism. Radio is an antique, a part of an America distant in time. We picture the 30s, Mum, Dad, and the kids sitting around a bug-antennaed Baroque monstrosity, awaiting the latest installment of the shadow. Radio programs are DJ'd. Radio DJs are programmed to reinforce society's worn truths, to reiterate the hidden. If television is the triumph of the real world, radio is the culmination of the inner real-to-real world. Tapes of submerged memory and thought spinning in the head. A single word flies through the sky, is buffeted by solar winds, flayed by microwaves, dispersed by towers of concrete and steel, finally alighting on the tympanum of the recipient. From the transmitter to the receiver, across the ether, out of your speaker. But are you receiving me? It's impossible for me to tell. In its purest sense, this communication is one way. From my perspective, I do not know you are listening, so I treat you all with equal temperament. And from your perspective, I don't know you are listening, so you can be free to turn me up, turn me off, or tape me for later. The quickest way for a band to get a hit is to write about radio. Radio rewards the self-reflexive and also the self-promotional. Radio encourages a modern introspection and a postmodern consumerism.
I think he's doing an awfully nice job, and as the previous caller mentioned, that may be one of his strengths. I think pressuring that inbound pass, he's been doing a very good job.
Hi.
Boy, your timing is really bad tonight. This, I think...
Radio is a mirror, reflecting back what we already know to be true. The derivative pop, insulting commercials, inane chatter, and lifeless vocal mannequins. Like any sign of great power, it is often perverted, prostituted, and twisted. But that only makes it the more precious when it is treated with an artist's sensibility, explored scientifically for all of its qualities, and used as a true means of self-reflexive communication. Read between the lines. Listen between the frequencies and hear the glorious white noise which resides there.
Well, we don't have any bears jackets.
Normal is not returning.
Thank you.
returning. Normal is not returning.
I have taken your garbage. Your shit all my life. But now I'm selling it back to you at a terrorizing price. I won't wait for Jesus to come down from the sky and tell everybody how stupid they are. I'm marching in the streets in place of the crowd. I'm singing like a jackal, out of tune and loud.
Have no right to spell their name, but still they can speak.
people, humanistically idiots, in this fucking city. They all smell the same. Soft French cheese. And I am one of them. I am one of them. One in this brainwashed, disgusting, stupid whore. God, can you hear me? Give me a sign, my lord. I'm sick of all being, sick of all being. I'm fed up with feeding hopeless hope. It has been going on too long. It has been going on too long. It has been going on too long. Reorganized, post-dictatorial incorporated, hyper-concentration camp, decorated by the fake ornaments of a new Hollywoodian empire. And because death and mayhem and disease are happening on a slow and controlled level, people actually accept it and let themselves be driven to death by the melodic-speaking executioners of divine. Where's the shine?
The misery, the misery, the misery, the misery. Most of the misery that's going on in the world is totally unnecessary. It's caused by the greed. Greed and stupidity. It's caused by the greed and stupidity. Now we have, now we have the technology, the resources to create a paradise, to give everybody a living standard equal. Misery, 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 misery. It's going down and down and down. It's totally unnecessary. Kings of greed, kings of greed, giants of stupidity. Who's fucking city? Who's fucking city? The Elimination Council calls for all the population of the city.
trust me. Don't love me. Don't be crazy. Don't pray for me. Don't praise me. Don't vote for me. Don't quote me. Don't follow me. Don't protect me. Don't stick to me. Don't fight for me. Don't smile to me. Don't die for me.
Not returning.